mehr geben, die drei Sorgen. עוד נוגע תמישי נוסחב ונשי נוסחבי ונוגע תפתן את רב יהודה ונבלור השם צריך הולידות פה משי מרדו של רב יהודה נוגע תליצים ומחי שתאיזה סיכה שתאיזה יוסד that when the Gemara says and Rav Asher says that it's נוסחב ונשי נוסחב ונשי נוסחב ונשי נוסחב ונשי נוסחב ונשי נוסחב so he doesn't mean that it's נוסחב ונשי נוסחב ונשי נוסחב ונשי נוסחב so why does he mention Dolosh in Ischabim, if you need the Lachash in Ischabim, why does he mention Dolosh in Ischabim? So that is, could tell us, the Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Dolosh in Ischabim is Yosef. So he could say, tell me Yosef, when he's not in Ischabim. Okay. So we tell Yosef when he's in Ischabim, in Lachash in Ischabim. But when but when he's not in Schabim, Melochus and Tzchribuf is not Osa. So the Gemara says that every time the subject of Yudah, the Melochus and Tzchribuf is Osa, even by Melochus, Shein and Tzchribuf.
From the fact that I said that the Gemara, when the Gemara means Rav Shimon, the Gemara means Melochus and Tzchribuf, but that's not like the Oroch, if I ask the Oroch, being that it's a creation of Anichalai, it would be Mutter also, I wish I was Schabim.
Teisha Shita is not like that. And the rights are ever not like that. Heute noch Teisha Mishab, Shem Mishab, in the Nokad, and the Kanzler, you want to see you for. If you push it up in the Nokad, you can see the Kanzler, you want to see you for. And the Mishab, you want to see you for. And the Mishab, you want to see you for. And the Mishab, you want to see you for. And the Mishab, you want to see you for. And the Mishab, you want to see you Lloyd, for Marshall, you have Shreisha Chayim. Now, here we have something basis that is very strange. Vahid Achid Yecholim. Vahid Achid Yecholim. Vahid Achid Yecholim is coming the next piece of the Lord. In Hebrew Malayim, no Kator of Yudah Moshe, it's Chuyu for Rav Shimon. Now we have two pieces of Gemara. One is the price of Achit Yechol. Machleket in Takam or Bez Rav Shimon. Takam says it's Chayvon Chatos, just for Kibul, and not for Rapor, and Rav Shimon says it's Chayv Tu Chatos, one for Kibul, one for Rapor. Then we have another price, other two prices. In the case of Chayvon Yechol in Yishamabem, Yehu Malayim, Tone Chai, 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 Kusam Loch and Tzchul Guf a Chai, Vodi Tone Potea, Kusam Loch and Tzchul Guf a Potea, Here the Gemara emphasizes Loch and Tzchul Guf. In the first part, say, so, Nishab Yir Bisa Tachtei Tzchul Guf, Nishab Yir Bisa El Yenik, Yir Bura Tachtei Tzchul Guf, Malayan, the Gemara uses the Losh in Mishabu, but Teisha says it really means Losh in Tzvulgu. But why do you need Losh in Mishabu to advise us that according to Rabbi Yudah, the Losh in Mishabu is Losh in Tzvulgu for? He is higher even if he's not Mishabu. But it really means Losh in Tzvulgu for. But the other price is, in regard to the rate of holding Mishabu, the Gemara spells out If he's managed to have him, then it's in Loch HaTzlichot. Then it's in Loch HaTzlichot, you go also, and Rav Shimon should also be in the Chayim. But Rav Shimon, he can also have it, have it to go for, he come up here. So how is it that in the second prices, so the Gemara Yudah Rosh Hashanah is going to go for, and then it's going to go for, and in the first prices, the Gemara Yudah Rosh Hashanah is going to 아파가 가서 아브는 그 신은 이 가서 아베 아저부터 고마케 키니 니하리 야하 보레 뭐 키는 데 신은 스카. So over there the expression in the scrap is not appropriate. Because even though Bintzius, he doesn't intend to be Magi. He doesn't intend to be Magi. But his nene from the fact that he is Magi. His nene from it. In other words, what does he want? He wants to warm up his hands. He feels very cold. So he has, remember what the Holy, the upper layer of the Holy, lower layer of the Holy. So he, in order to escalate the heat and to warm up, he stirs the Holy. But how does he warm up by stirring the Holy? How does he warm up by stirring the Holy? Simply by bringing the Holy closer to him. Closer to him. In other words, let's say, the lower Kecholim are at a distance from his hands. So by switching them, he moves them closer to him, so then he's warmed up. And even the fact is that when you switch Kecholim around, when you stir Kecholim, then you escalate the heat of the heretofore lower the Holy. That's a fact. But he's not primarily interested in that. Even he feels cold. But even if he wouldn't escalate the heat of the lower the Holy, as long as the lower the Holy will be closer to his hands, let's say he keeps his hands here. And there are many bigger holes in the lower level. And the upper level, the holding, are not such big a hole. So melee is still there in order that the heretofore lower level, the holding, should be closer to his hands. The moment they'll come like this, the holding are here. But when he stirs them, so the holding are here. So melee they are closer to his hands. So even if the heretofore lower the holding, will not become hotter. As long as they will come closer to his hands, they'll be here, so there'll be no heat to feel warm. The reason is why he feels cold, because the Gecholim at the same temperature are relatively far away from his hands. But as a result of stirring them, they'll come closer to his hands. Like this, they're here. Now, they're here. So even if these Gecholim, which let's say, had, when they were on the lower level, they had a temperature, let's say, of 600 degrees Fahrenheit. As a result of taking them out from the lower level, and putting them on the upper level, so it raised to 800 degrees Fahrenheit. So of course he enjoyed it, because it escalates the heat. But suppose the temperature would remain constant, would remain 600 degrees Fahrenheit, not 800 degrees Fahrenheit, he still would feel warm, because before, when the whole world here, away from his hands, so he felt cold. Now that the Gecholim are here, even if the temperature would remain at 600 degrees so he would feel warm because they are closer to him. But the fact that the temperature was raised from 600 degrees Fahrenheit to 800 degrees Fahrenheit, that's a factor. It makes it no warm. But it wouldn't bother him so much. He wouldn't go to the Tirche of stirring the Holy Spirit, everything, if the same temperature of the Geholim had been near his hands. The reason is why he felt freezing, because it was way from him. So as a result of stirring the Geholim, all his mishapen is to bring the same gehalim at the same temperature, closer to them, that will give enough warmth. But as a result of bringing them closer to his hands, the temperature was also escalating. Some may it's even warmer than he needs, you see. So it is nerefamet, it's nihale. But he wouldn't have been matriach himself to study the holy if the same lower level gehalim had been close to his hands with the same temperature, with 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Some melee. So this is what he says. That is. ובעיד אחר יכון לסחם ובמה אני אומר את הרבים למה שצריך לבוא צריכים לנו את הבאה ותרפשים גם לך עד השצריך במסחום אותי כי ניחו לי בעד העבור לא יקרים הם בי שאין הם נסחד so the expression אין הם נסחדים is not appropriate to something that is ניחו ניחו שייר בי איש אף על גב לוחל נוגד, כי נירבה בואו לקריא משם שחב, לוחל נוגד משם שחב, אבל משחב נראה בסלינס, מניח לי בעבור הסתכתים סקלאו, שערי בו לירבש. So in other words, in the second price of אחרית יכולים כדי לסחמים, so then is ניח לי, in the escalation of the temperature of the year to follow the holy. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need the escalation of the temperature. In other words, it was escalated from 600 degrees Fahrenheit to 800 degrees Fahrenheit. He doesn't need it. He would feel sufficiently warm even if the temperature had remained constant, as long as it would be closer to his ends. He doesn't need it, but he enjoys it. Enjoys it. Some melee sins he enjoys it, you cannot say, you cannot call it in mishab. You cannot call it in mishab because if it's nihale, it's considered mishab in mamish. In other words, the wrongness of taste first is similar to the wrongness of the home. But one difference. According to the Solid now with the masculinity, the Havamin of Havaya was that it by its creation is considered in Israel. Its creation is considered in Israel. Then Havaya agreed with Rode that later Rakshin is creation. But Havamin of Gimor was that even by its creation Rakshin is matter in Israel. Then so this is according to the Havamin of Havaya. So, see, in situation in Nihal, so he is mutter of interruption. And the Kodif Maskona Babaye, situation in Nihal, interruption is made easier. But situation in Loyach Beslay, Loy Nihal, so Rabshin and Holt is mutter. According to the case, this is like this. According to the Maskona of the Gemara, that made the Rapshim of Psychreishe, so even Psychreishe, the Leir Peslay, Psychreishe, the Leir Mirchale, is also a Chai, because he has a Din Mishal. Psychreishe has a Din Mishal. It's not actual Kabbalah, but it has a Din of Mishal. Din of Mishal. Masha'in came, according to the Havamin of Abaye, so there is no Chidesh. That psikreishe has a din mishabe. But psikreishe in Yichale, even according to the Havamin of Abaye, Reb Shimon made this also, because psikreishe in Yichale is not considered little mishabe, halachic mishabe, it's considered mamash mishabe. But mishabe means I have to store it out in my mind. If I enjoy it, so it's considered. So it's considered mamish mishab, not din mishab. If it's its creation, so it's not mamish nisim. That's why Abai and Avami help. It's muta alim the Roshim. And he considered to Rabbi, there is a special aloha, that if it's its creation, even though there is no actual kabane, so it's considered nisim. Has a din nisim. It's constructive nisim. It's legal nisim. But not actual mishab. Mashayim kein ekon dehava min alpaye. So there is no such aloche that it has a din mishab. Some mele, it's muta. But if it's nichale, then it's not a question of a din mishab. Then it's mamash mishab. It is similar to the oneness of the O. But what the O says, we must come in. So taste this. Applies it to the Hava Minavan. These are the same. Abu Mishamus and even the Havaratin's flower, Shari Bolir Beis, Shayach Lishne de Mishavi. Why? Because Bitsias is not Mishavi. But, according to Maskon of Abaye, it is a din of Mishavi. So, but since it's not actual Mishavi, so he uses the Russian name Mishavi. אבל צריך שגרפשים שורכים לכל מוסחמים, אבל גם צריך עדי ממש ולהכיר שלהכיר לבין דבר ולחייב חד ובכל שהוא, אבל גם במוסחמי המסקה כלידום לכל מלוך שהם צריכו לגופו, כי החליט על מוסחמים, so the question is, here it's Michalei and still, when Price says חייב לכל מוסחמים, is Potter, because מלוך שהם צריכו לגופו, is Potter, מלוך שהם צריכו לגופו, is Potter, and why is it over there? If he plucks out the wood chip, be out of the day, so his higher being may come to Rav Shimon because he can see the Moloch Hashim Tzrich of Gufo, the Hosom Ahopi Shim Yisham Meri Hafez, and in Sabi El Michalei, Abo Bechei Tini Nereb Avorezu, the Bloi Avorezu Yisham Meri, as long even if the temperature would remain the same, as long as they'll come closer to his hands, so it will be sufficiently warm and his hands will not freeze. So this has two kinds of Michalei. Michalei Bibiro and Michalei in a way, but not Bibiro. What's the difference? The difference is this. By Ufshin, Tirish Ufshin, the early day, it's also in Michalei. Because at this moment, he still is the Ushim, not for the purpose of improving the field, but for the purpose, he needs the Ushim to use it as fodder, as food for the baby. But not for the purpose of improving the field. Does it mean he's not interested in removing all the detrimental, poisonous growth? Of course he's interested, but at this moment, there is no rush in plucking out the Ruchin at this moment. He can do it tomorrow. Why is it? Tell you why is he plucking out the Ruchin right now? Because the behemoth is hungry. He has to give it to her as food. So it is something, it is that Hanoi will deal. At this moment, time is not of the essence that he should do it at this moment. But it is something that will motivate him to do it. Not at this moment, but an hour later. An hour later, no rush. Mashayim came. So that's Hanoi the Bio. That's considered Nohat's Chalubu. Mashayim came. Hachit Yecholim is Chamim. So truly he enjoys it more. The fact that not only the law of Yecholim are close to his ends, with a 600 degree Fahrenheit temperature, but it's closer to his hands with an 800 degree Fahrenheit temperature. But would he be matriach himself to stir the holim to page and shovel and stir the holim? Therefore, you have to be very careful and stir the holim, you can get burned too. So, would he do all that, all the tilche and the risk, in order to have near his hands an 800 degree Geholim? Nah, he's doing all that because he's freezing. So he wants to dispel the pleasing sensation. But for the to dispel the pleasing sensation, all that is necessary to be a holy should be near his hands. 800 degrees, 600 degrees, 400 degrees, 200 degrees, he would be happy. But when they are far away, so he freezes. So in other words, it's unreal, but it's not unreal. Unreal means that it's such a necessity that it will motivate you to materialize. But unreal means I wouldn't do anything. But if it happens by itself, why not? So that's not considered Lohatz Puru. Lohatz Puru means unreal. So continue.
Shumim Beis and Masechta Shabbos by Rosh Hashanah, Yud Beis Iyari, Tov Shumim Ches, April 29, 1988, on Friday.
So he's upset, or he just feels about the other one. So then the finale would be that water will be lukewarm. So then it's water. But if he empties out the water, so then he fills it up with a lot of cold water. Of course, there is no ritual, but then there will be a problem with zero. And the Tana, he's not mishaven to Mitzari, but the Tana, the Mishneh, accords with Rabbi Yudeh, so the Rosh is mishaven with us. Bricham Shkina Maim Kolu Yudhik, and Sikha Maim Bricham, and Pisha Mitzari, Rabbi Yudeh, Ava Rav Shimon Shor, Ava Pisha Mitzari, Kim Deim Mivashim, Kim Shiyiz Mimayim Harabe, Shein Amecha Maspik Mivashim, Riva Maim Shibisechei, Kidash Kam Tvekong Amune, Shein Mivashim Mitzari, דיקאומה, רבי יהודה מבין השוי השישי של ברזל, מביא מתיר לסך המים שטופצ נוסו, בימו יומיבשי, הויו, עושה, ואפילו אוכל פולי בעלי מצארי. So we see that he can be מצארי even though there is no year of bishop. ואף אגב דאבי יסוב הקרב שימן, דאום הליל כל מילה דימה רבי, כרב, דיבאמה נטלה דוד כשמילה, so one of the three הלוחס, the three הלוחס, that רבי was מסנאיק, like רב שימן is לגבי גרילה, in other words, רב שימן says you're allowed to carry, let's say, a bench, a chair, a table, over the earth carcass, even though it might make chitzim, you know, pits, grooves in the karka, because it's not mishaven to make a chitz, a groove in the karka. So in other words, so Rav passed like Rav Shimon, and Abaye was Rav's Talmid, so he also passed like Rav Shimon. דהום העליל קום לדמר וכרב לפעם הנטלדה וכשמול אחד מהי הלוח יפשים כאלה ומסתום הבאי כרב רבי סיוני מקום מוקים מייקה מסליס נקרב יודה so the question is מון אפשר איפה הבאי holds like רבי and רבי holds like רב שימק so מילה דורש נסחב מזמותה so why does he explain the mission in such a way the Mishneh should accord with Rav Yehuda, after all he passes like Rav Shimon, why doesn't he explain the Mishneh in such a way that it could accord with Rav Shimon, the way Rav Adam HaMasneh said, the answer is, he has a raya from the Mishneh, the Tana of this Mishneh holds like Rav Yehuda, because if the Tana of this Mishneh had held like Rav Shimon, so then he should say, not HaMecham Shepino, which has the connotation, that he just took off the kettle from the stove, but he didn't empty out the water. He should say, Hamecham Shepinel Menomai, why did he only discuss the time of the Mishneh in regard to the case where the water was not emptied out, just the kettle was removed from the stove? Let him discuss, make the same distinction. Even in the case where he emptied out the water, whether he fills it up with little water, so then it becomes heated, so there's an Issar of Bishul, or he fills it up with a lot of water, so it becomes lukewarm, there is no Issar of Bishul. Why doesn't he discuss that? And the Mishnah emphasizes, Alechan Shepino, not Pinum and Mayim. So thus implying that in the case of Pinum and Mayim, then you can't even fill it up with a lot of an abundance of water, because you will be Mitzar in the Kehlet, you will be Temple in the Kehlet. So he has a riot from Rosh Mishneh, that the Tan of the Mishneh holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Mikol Mokim make Mastisim Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Mikashra, Yehuda Mechashpim, and Mayim Gotam. So the question is, why does Ravade apply the Mishneh al Libet Rabbi Shimon? V'Ravade Lechai Shlikim Shesamai. In other words, Ravade holds that the expression Shepino can have reference even to the case of Pinum and Mayim. or make a little disruption. Because there is another girl, Samaravad Ramasna Marab, that Rav is explaining the Mishneh, Alibi the Rav Shimon. That's like Mistapa, that Rav should be explaining the Mishneh, Alibi the Rav Shimon, and Rav Paschas like from Yuri. The Rav Shavu Kabiri, they had to make himself of Masis and Kabiri. The Rav himself says, because you like her beauty. It's so odd. So then the question is, according to Rabbi Adi Bamasne, so the Mishnah is referencing the case to make him Shapiriman Mayim, still it is Mutea if you emptied out all the water to fill it up with an abundance of cold water. But then you are tempering, you are strengthening the keli, the vessel, so it should be also mitzatzil. The answer is because the Mishnah holds like Rav Shimon. He's not mischab to temper. He's only mischabing to make the water lukewarm, not to temper, to strengthen the keli, the vessel. But made Rav Shimon psikreishim. Here it's psikreishim. So the tzorach may not have psikreishim. So what's the pshat? The Rambam Muhammad says, because maybe it was already mitzvah before, we're not dealing here that the person who does it is, let's say, the lady of the house who knows exactly what was done to the keli, what gives it. Somebody else, a visitor, comes into the house and he doesn't know whether this vessel, this ticket, was already mitzvah or not. Maybe it was Mitzchak, maybe it was not Mitzchak. So the Ramban says, then it's not a Tzikreishah. Tzikreishah means it's a certainty. But if it doesn't know, so if the one who empties out the hot water and fills it up with cold water, so he knows that this kettle has not as yet been done. So then it's a Tzikreishah, even though his Kavona now is not the temperance. One hour is to make the water lukewarm. It's a situation. But if he doesn't know, so then it's not a situation. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions this Ramban as a raya that he agrees with the shita of the Taz. There is a machleket between the Taz and the Meir. Now it's mentioned, but you know that a person is not allowed, let's say, suppose you have a box with clothes. Many times, flies, you know, are attracted to clothing. Right? Attracted to clothing. So, if you see the number of flies inside the box, you're not allowed to close the door of the closet, of the box, because then you'll be trapping the flies. Even though there is no use of the rice of tzidah but flies, because the tzidah is a mitzvah, there is a noch of the rice of tzidah that flies only to something that is usually captured. That's a deer, but who catches flies? It's idle work, I mean, a person that, so it's in the mineral mitzvah. So there is no use of tzidah but the rice of the avoiding sauce. So they're not allowed to close the door of the box. He said that only if you know there are flies in the box. But suppose you don't. Maybe between one garment and the other there are flies, and maybe there are no flies. So then you're not required, you know, to pick up and see whether there are flies or not. You can close it, because since you don't know, so it's not a situation, it's a version of Israel. But Rabbi Yisrael, he says, when do we say the version is happening? When the Sopik is, let's say, walking on grass and chalice. So the Sopik is in regard to the future. Will my walking result in blocking out grass, or it will not block out? Or, let's say, being here, mito kisi the south. So, I have a shot. I want to drag the chair on the floor. I don't know whether as a result of dragging, pulling, moving the chair, the bench on the floor, will it make a chritz or not? So the suffix is in the future. But here the suffix is not in the future. The suffix is, are there flies in the box or there are not flies in the box? So objectively it was already determined. Subjectively it's not there. In my mind it's a suffix. But objectively, over there, so objectively it wasn't determined yet whether as a result of my walking on the grass would be clocked out now, whether as a result of my pulling the chair on the floor will a chritz be made or not. So objectively it's not even determined. But here objectively, so it's already determined. I don't know, so it's a self-integration. All right, you could argue that since it only goes, it's a rabbanon, some amendments is okay. Maybe there are no flies to stick around. But that's not the reason as to why the taz is matter. Because we don't say stake it rabbanon, we could it if it's easy to be divar. We don't say stake it rabbanon, stake it rabbanon, we could it means. I have no way of verifying it's not your own car, but it's easy. All he has to do is just to pick up here, spend a minute in picking up the clothes from the box and see whether that flies or not. So you cannot say Sveiki the Rabbonim. Sveiki the Rabbonim only cool, it's so easy to be devoured without any tear. So the Taz is matter on the basis of the Russian Mishab. That's not the Russian Mishab. The Russian Mishab is only Shayach. When the topic is in regard to the future, not when the topic is in regard to the present there, the dove. So, and he mentions the raya from the Amor, in Simon Pizayim, in Yaldei, was Mechlof, which is more than a hook, and the Misha of Bishop was a Bechol. Misha of Bishop was a Bechol, not allowed to be in Vashi, was a Bechol, even if it is for the purpose of accommodating the good. But Bishul by itself is also. Bishul, Achil is also, Anoy is also, and Bishul is also. So it's not on the osea to bash meat and milk together at the same time. But if, let's say, you boil milk, let's say it's 6 o'clock today, and now I want to take the same part, and cook a piece of meat, I neither love the rice of Sebastian Tilchoy, because since the minute particles of or droplets of milk have on the line the datum of the kale, now when I put in a piece of meat in the same pot, so the minute droplets of the milk will be reflux from the datum of the kale, and they will be absorbed by a piece of meat. So I know it's on the basher, so the mamish is a rice to be the basher, not only if you are the basher, mamish the bien of cholom and basher, even if you are the basher basher in a kele, that is still a beyeming, if it's not a beyeming, not, but that is still a beyeming of milk, yareva wa rice. I mean, this is something that those who are managers in the nursing home have to know that they have to, because it's not a simple thing. It's mamish involves an Israel bishul, even if it's for the purpose of accommodating good, even if the nursing home is only good, no Jews. So this is also some really, the Ramos says it's another kind of thing. If a Jew happens to be visiting the good, and then, so, and the goy asked him to make sure that the pot is being cooked properly. So from time to time, we should be mechatzel gechol those days. So he was going to adjust the gechol in order to cook. He's not allowed to mechatzel gechol in another pot, even though he sees that the pot is just milk, or just meat, or just vegetables, carrots, apples. No, but it's possible that at 6 o'clock in the morning, so the boy, boiled milk in the pot. At 7 o'clock in the morning, he cooked meat in the pot. So maybe the deepening of the kli, heavy kli of the prosor atol, now when the goy is cooking applesauce, so and the Jew in Chati Yecholim, so he calls, by the Chita Yecholim, he calls a plate of the minute particles of meat and minute particles of challah, and the Be'ez HaRanisa of Bishlokos Bachor. So the question is, so he says, according to the Taz, that if one doesn't know whether he's doing a ma'aseh nisea, even though the topic is in regard to the chetz, so it's considered davashim nischavei, so here too, it should be mutter. Quite sure that the goy cooked milk this day, I mean, within the same 24 hours, and meat, now he's cooking it. He sees there are only carrots in the pot. Nothing else, what is he to be afraid of? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat. Maybe an hour later in the morning he cooked meat. So what? But maybe yes, maybe no. So, is Doroshim Yishabim? The answer is, Doroshim Yishabim is only when the topic is in regard to the future, where it wasn't objective in the time. But here, if Lapishmai is Galye, that he did cook, the boy did cook milk and basar in the morning, some melee eat by stirring the hole in them, there is a creation of the Mubasha. So you have to, if it's Lapishmai Galye, that the bottom of the box there flies, so by covering the box, by closing the door of the box, he will attract the flies. Yes, so the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, from the Mordechai it's mashma that way, but from Rambam, from Isaiah, it's mashma that he agrees in the Tazim. So it's machlokes Hashem. Yes.
Isn't it chol the case of Yoridea? The case of Yoridea, the Etzem, he's being vashel boss of a chol. In the case of Shabbos, he's doing Act 1, which is closing the box, which might be a psikresha to Act 2. We discussed once before, maybe a psikresha is not shot.
He's doing Act 1, which is turning the holy. And the bishul, the plate, that's an Act 2. So anyway, the tasteless means the same thing as the Melchamis. It's all thing on the half of psikresha. Shiochli Shalitza, Ypsikration, Midr of Shimon, Bohodi Poir, Val Mitzari, Hoche Koma, Val Shema Mitzari, not that it's a Vada Yitzar. Now, again, according to the Rishani, or the Rambam, Sabchan says that the Ypsikration of Yichbeslei is Mutter, some in Mele, and the Och mentioned this Gemara too. So, as one of the Mikiras, so then there's an altar, so we don't have to say that it's not a tzvesh, it is a tzvesh, but it's a yach paslech. He's not interested, he's not an elder from the, every person wants his vessel to be tempered. Some people want it, and some people are not interested, they don't need it. It doesn't have to be tempered. So it's a tzvesh, so the Mahavishration is sorry, the situation of Rav Shimon. Vod, the poor man is our hog of Hashem with him. Kosh, the whole Chemash and the Tzir of Asher Rabbi Yimname, the Rosh Nishave, who we pay a week on our land, Mune Gor Eschashe, and where the Rais, the Avroch and Tzir of the Rabbanon, the Ligoras in Shvuz ben Migdosh, who we fall in that way of Shema Teire, Israel Dosh Moschav Moshe, Avroch Tzir of the Rabbanon, Lohini, now it's good to look up the Gemara. Went over once in the keypad. So you have to make so many tefillahs, even more Kiddush Yodayim or Alayim from the Kiyah. Then we saw it, if the Rebbe was an elderly man or a weak person, so then it affects his health. So what they do, you know, you can go to Zokhin, his nest, Nechamin lo Yechamin. Nechamin. So that he shouldn't catch a cold. So they used to warm up before you keep him certain pieces of metal hot, and then on the kippah they would dump it into the mikveh, into the satvile of the bisamikdosh, in order that the water and the bisatvile should not be freezing cold. Just what he needs. Then the Gemara says that on Dalet on the base, Tanya, Omer of Yulia, Asher Shiri Shal Baalzer, Poyo Mechamin Meare Yimakikurim, Umatirim Yisich Tzeinen, and I can keep her. They used to drop it into the mikveh, Kibay Shitopik Tzenos, it shouldn't be frozen, it should be lukewarm. I mean, that's one of the rayas that you can warm up a mikveh, because it's such a simple thing. So one of the rayas, of course, these mikvehs are all warmed up. So one of the rayas that you can warm up a mikveh is, you know, the other rayas too. Umatil yimechamel lakpul umatil yisichtzene kidi yishitofik tzinos. So you know, as the kashe bala mitzvah. True, there is no Indian of peace, so much water, you know, so the Hashishi Shalbaza will not affect a heating up of the water and the Bisatrile to the extent that it should be Atzeles. So we just took away the chillness, the chillness. So there's no problem with this. But these Hashishi Shalbaza were heated very much at a very high temperature. And then on Kippur, they dumped it into the water, so they tempered the Ashishish of Pali. So it involved, so we should have a problem with Magli Patish, Bala Mitzvah. Omar Abibe Shalui Gialitzir. In other words, in order to be tempered, then you have to heat it at a very, very high temperature. And the Kiyamim and the Bisamikdosh, they didn't heat it at such a high temperature. So really, by dumping it in the cold water and the Kippur, it did not affect any tzilut and temple of the matter. Abayom Rapiotim Shigil Tziluhu, even if the Kiyamim had eaten it to the extent of becoming Nitzre, after being dumped in cold water, so it's still water. Because that wasn't the Kavone by the Kiyan. The Kavone by the Kiyan was to take out the chills. Dovash Nuschav Mutah. Umi Omar Abai Oche, the Dovash Nuschav Nizmutah, Vatanya Psaro Losei, Afil Vimokim Shish Maheres Yokei. The Torah says that one has to be Mao. So even if in the and became a mile, there is negatzaras, and there is a lot of raisi, negatzaras, you're not allowed to remove the negatzaras, he's still allowed to be made, to remain. So, because the essay of mile is deichad yisea of ishomloch of negatzaras. Dibur Rabbi Ashe, Rabbinim bo kol omali, why do we have to resort to reposit that that mitzvahs mila is deir hadisa v'shom negatzaras, doesn't involve any isa altogether, because he's not mischaving to be tired of tzaras. He's only mischaving to be mal, to move the olive, but the olive has a negatzaras. he's not mishapted yet. So without him, there is a connection. Yeah. So Abaye said, the Omar Abaye, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Dorosh and mishapin osseh. And here we are doing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braise, Ashushi shall bow there, holy Mechamer, and Kuru, Matin, and Sechzin, and Dofik, and Osom, and the Kashi is our Mitzari. So Abaye is the Teretz, it's Muter. Because Dorosh and mishapin, but Rabbi Yehuda is saying it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Dorosh and mishapin is osseh. The Omar Abaye, the Rabbi Yehuda is mishapin osseh, and the Teretz. Hanumile bicholate kule avoloche tzil drabon. Then there is another girl say in most foreign avoloche midrabon who ben shvui b'midosh. But Rashi says lo yal simon ben shvui b'midosh. Ben shvui b'midosh lo yal simon dole tole tanu mishab. So it's not because it's shvui b'midosh. But the reason is why it's mutar is because it's in a mishkan. So that's the pshat in Rashi. So the pshat in Rashi is that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Dorosh and mishkan mizoseh, so Rabbi Yehuda only says Dorosh and mishkan mizoseh melacha d'oraisa. But here, tziruf is the rabbanon, tziruf is the rabbanon. Whether it means tziruf in general is the rabbanon. Or tziruf by a shishi shall thousands know. Tesis discusses it in the Tesis in Yumen, the very old thing. So, whatever. But in this kind of tziruf is a since this kind of tziruf by a shishi shall thousands is the rabbanon. Some mele dovashim is chavin, the rabbanon is mutrapil rabbanon. Now it's from you, the only assos dovashim is chavin, in the loch of the rice. But in the loch of the Rabbonon, so Rabbi Yehuda is matia, dovor sheine, mischav. Or that's Rashi. The third big line in Tesis. The Mitzil of Osar Rabbude, Namadosh Mitzchah. Because here it's also Sil. And one of Shechiv Gabar Shishi, Shalbarzer, Sil is in Rabbon. So Gabi Mecham, Sil is also in the Rabbon. And still the Gemara says that according to Rabbude, it's Osar. Mecham Shikinu Mai, to fill it up with cold water. Why? Because he is Mitzarek, even though he's not Mitzchabi Mitzarek. And even though Tzilk is the Rabbanon, still Dorosh Mitzchabi Mitzarek, so it's a cash against Mashi. Koshoch Mashi Shavos Rabbi Yimam Dorosh Mitzchabi, Uperi Komra Amune Goretz Rashi, Hanem Mile De Yeraise, Avon Hoche, Tzilk the Rabbanon, but here Tzilk is the Rabbanon, the Ligoras in Shvuz Benidosh, ובפורי בדווקא בדובו רשום נעתירה, איסל רבי יהודה דורש נשחב ונזוסר, אבל בציר של רבונו לא היא, בוטיר דגמור אסס, לקונת רבי יהודה, ציר ופתמיך, נזוסר. ומי לעבור הכושר לפירוש של רבי יהודה עושה בגרי רמאס ניסן, דיבי צל פרק יונטב, דיתנם ונגרס על גבי קיילי, מה שעבר קרקע לא היא, ומתריק רבי יהודה עושה נשחב, אבל גם במקרה לקי זה דרייס אפילו במשחבי, כי ממה שמוסיף פירקין, זו דהה וחירש כבר חייב, זו גמור ייצר ודן דו פירק סייס, that if somebody makes a chritz by pulling a chair, a bed, a bench over the floor, so then it doesn't involve any סדרייס even if הוא במשחב ממש to make a chritz with the chair, because it's creeping like a yard, it's not a natural way of making a foot. You use a shovel in making a foot. Not a chair, not a bench, not a bed. So here, so that it's only with the Rabbanon, it's still the Gemara says that the contributor not allowed to pull a chair over the karake. So how can Rashi say that over there it was better to put it in, to dump the Hashim Shalat, the Hat Hashim Shalat in the Risa Tfile, because there's nothing schabim b'ishmi tzari, and tzim sil b'lom yosam e'rabonon, so even schabim, even lochet e'rabonon is mutar, but we see that even schabim k'reire is osam. And then another kasha against Rashi, because the usual girsi is when Shfuzim Yosh, and Rabbi is made a chayik in Shfuzim Yosh, and Mirgas even going Shfuzim Yosh, the kach mire, before he shows some abayom, Rabbi, you pay me, Rabbi, Yorom Shinishabim Mutab, Peirish, Mutab Rabbi, Lassar Rabbi, Shinishabim, Elam the Rabbanon. In other words, the Mirgas said, the tribute is made by Shabbos, the Dorosh Mishab is not also the Raisi. In part of the Kule, so Dorosh Mishab of the Rabbude is also the Raisi. Mashinkin by Shabbos, so Rabbude is made by Dorosh Mishab is not also the Raisi. Why? Because there is a lot of Mulachas Machshebes, so yes, we know that he's doing Mulachet. But we should have known as a Chayike, Luike Bobishocho, if somebody walks outside on Shabbos. And he has many things in his pocket, but he doesn't know that he had it in his pocket. So then he has no avera, because only the person knows that he's doing meloche. So then there's an avera. If he doesn't know that he's doing meloche, that he's carrying, so it's no meloche. So by Shabbos, the Rosh Nishab and Rabbi is made it. That is not just in the rising, but in the Rabbanon it's also. And when Kater Kule is it's also the rice and it's high for it. But by Shabbos, I mean it's made it. It's not also the rice because of the song of the Shabbos. But the Rabbon is also so the Gemara says, the reason is why they don't matter Rosh Hashim Shal Barzal in the Beis HaTfile. Even though he's in Tzare themselves because he's in Shabbos. Even though Rabbi Yudeh holds the Dorosh Mishchabim is Osea, so Kratel Kul is Osea on the Raise, by Shabbos it's on Osea on the Rabbanon. And since by Shabbos it's on Osea on the Rabbanon, so by Midosh we have no problem with that, because in Shvuz be Midosh. So then Gimoria Sikashe, but how can you say that the Raise by Shabbos, how can you say that the Raise, the Rosh Mishchabim is Mitra Rabbiude, it's only Osam the Rabbon the Rosh Mishchabim, but we see from Abaye, the current Rabbiude, it's Osam the Raise, the Rosh Mishchabim, because Abaye says the business why the Torah, the Minish, especially as a Kosher, Yom Tzahosa Apur, Yish Baheres, Bintin Amile, so otherwise it was a matera, so we see, but it's not mischave, then so is the Rosh Mishchave, is also a mideraise. The Pope knows how Rossi Mika Bai is Rabbi Yirko, and his man was 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 Rabbi Yirko, سپانت قبل اون نسخه میلاس میرایسه که بخاطر قول خود شبس و سمتی اما چیل بگم شبس و آسه این نسخه من رابانه نده چیل فیکسه و این رابانه این نسخه به نیز نتاسه میرایسه و میرابانه چیل پاره نیده بلا خیلی نسخه به نام نخست مخشنه است این شاره که اینش فیلی میداشت هشتاس شبه این سودی دهاز هاخه شبه هاخه این سودی دهاز کاشه میسید که که خواهد اما را باشی نسخه بودی بسیار یه اینه ایست این رو بگر کرده این هست میاله ناوی افتسیل دیمان اولوان چون تاو بر Ich habe schon durch mich schaden, aber der צדיק סבל על כדיבור שמסחר ונחלי. דיבור הסחר שהוא עוד לא נפשך, ויהד המחלום כן קם גם לזה בצורית. קם בצד ישחי ומאוד חתו שתסרק את החולים. בצורית שאיז ישחי פתוח התורים. So the question is, what is the reference? If the reference to the case where you will be happy, real base. Real base is, and you have a tachtini. So I can come and say, oh, he won't cut us. And if he wasn't, he's happy to be born. So why does a little bit of tzaddik say he's happy, he's happy flying? So Rabashi says, no, he was the price of you in the case where he was on his chave, to be a chave, the year to fall, Avrachon. He didn't intend that the year to fall, Lord Yechon, should play a cool mumale, so that the Kamei Sovereign Trav Shimen, to be the most chave in Porter, and the Kamei Gdim to Trav Shimen, since he was not in his chave, to be Mavi and the year to fall, Lord Yechon, he cannot know who the chatos and the score of the Havor of Yecholim. So the Tramit Rav Shimon is Chab in Porter, the Lerba of Tzodik Shalala, the Rude, the Lerba of Shimon is Chab in Yitzchayim. The Tzodik says Yitzchayim Shtayim, even though he didn't intend that it should. Even though he did not intend that the year to fall, Lord the Holy should clear up. So, because the plan of Rhapsody comes like a today, so Kavoni is not important. And if I come and say he only hired one Chatos, which Chatos for, he's hired the Chatos for the year to fall, Elienes, which is Mechabe, but he's not the Mechuyah to be Mechatos, from here to four, Tachtenes, which is Mavia, because the Nekame holds like Hapshimen, the Mishab Mishpota, but the Rav Tzadik Sovel, can be the Mishab Mechaye. Now there are other pieces of Mechatenes. Tome Rabban, Hachidi Yechol Mishabes, Mishab Mechuyah to be Mechuyah. Suppose somebody wants to warm up his hands, so he starts turning the Gecholim with his Chalmeh, the Yehubo Malen, and then they cleared up. So, Tchson Echol Echai, Tchson Echol Yilach Potea, Vatani Echai, Vesom Lohar Shitzchil Gufo, Kosov Am Lohar Shitzchil Gufo, his Potea Oleo. So, the Gemara explains the Machleit in the Braises. The Braises, it says, Achid Yechon Yishabes. So, Yehuda Marleyen, so when Bryce says that he is Potter or Echatos, and the other Bryce says he is Chayev, so Bryce says that he is Potter, holds that Moshe and Tzichel will do for his Potter. Bryce says he is Chayev, holds Moshe and Tzichel will do for his Chayev. Fearing Sophie Kor from the Russians from the Muslim unions, the Ubra Tachinus Valley and Kamiskan and Soviet from the Ubra, the Adoption is Chavin was there, the Kapoor and the Chayav Chatos, and on the Pota Kratchim and the Russian is Chavin was there. How in Mashma the Russian is Chavin was for a Bide, after the Shabbos and the Tehre, so it's a Kash. Again, it's the basic premise that the Bide in Shabbos is made that there is no because if there is, because of the chisor of Melechus Mashevus. But here the Gemara says, Elizabeth of Tzodik says that he is chayev shtayim, even though he was mischavim only to be mechavim elimus, he was mischavim to be mavad the tachtenis. Still, Elizabeth of Tzodik says he is chayev for the avore of the tachtenis as well. Otherwise, because the whole life of Judah, but Teisu just said that maybe they have Judah that by Shabbos it's only us and Rabbanim. So how can it be a mechuyev to chatoim? Actually, Shapiroch and Suki also, because it says in Rochal, Omarabashi, he gave his half-yearlies, or he knew that he was a lame, that was a career of his Hamosa, Kakoma had husband, but she knew his half-meter, how much those his half-was not needed after the Shabbos material. He is not a smaller situation, she has a flower of his ending. Even when you brought up the knees, your husband left his marshals. So then, that was the case of his mama's situation. So then, even the children is made that is hot. The husband of Rashad is all about the other situation, but the Rashad is not washing so good before. And so the war is a tough thing. Or no Katishin is having, she is having. No Katan coming to the day, the war is a good before. She is not even no Katan, the war is a good before. Everyone walking to the Schabla, some law of the Kabbalah has raised, showing Zucker Rabbin to Schabla Kibbin. Our Rosses in the Schabla are at Achtene is Lord Kamashman Kibbin Bapsikreishe, Chaye. So Tayfe says the reason is to why. A pleasant episode is the Chaye Shai, even though the Bible is made.